One reason Minnesotans love their state fair so much is because it's a treat for the senses. Visitors can bask in the sounds of clucking chickens, frying foods, midway barkers, and punchy polka bands. But before they do that, most of them will put up with the sounds and smells and heat of idling vehicles waiting to get to the fairgrounds. Whether they're riding a bus, waiting for a shuttle, or searching for a cheaper front yard parking space, most fairgoers will find that getting to the fair is not one of the day's highlights. But some visitors and employees beat the commute by walking to the festivities from the campground on the northeast end of the fairgrounds. Frank Deslier of Marshall, who works as a ticket taker at the fair, says he and his wife Helen would not stay anywhere else.
Oh, I wouldn't even attempt to do this if we couldn't camp here. We came 2 days early so we'd get a spot. We've been here since Monday morning, just so we'd have a spot for on Thursday.
Campground Superintendent Virgil Carl says quite a few of the 420 campsites are occupied by visitors from small towns seeking to avoid the crowded and unfamiliar streetscape of the neighborhood. But he says there's no single type of camper.
We got any place from a little pup tent on up to big campers, and we got concessionaires here. Mr. and Mrs. Out-of-town people that come for the state fair and their family. Some people bring in a motorhome, and then dad and mom uses it one weekend, the kids use it next weekend. And so we got quite a cross-section of life here, actually.
Many campers come back year after year and recognize one another. Phil Gibson drives up from Scottsdale, Arizona, to sell his jewelry at a booth in Heritage Square.
We know half the people in here. Yeah, it's the same year after year. And a lot of people in here are not here to work at the fair. They're here to see the fair. And they come every year. This guy next to me, he's here every year. There's another one, two down from me here every year. One fellow's been here 23 years. I shook hands with him last night. And he's from way out. He's from Dakota, way up in Dakota, and he comes in.
Gibson says the sense of community makes the fairgrounds a good place to camp, and despite the proximity to the clamor of the fair, he says the campsites offer a valuable bit of peace and quiet during a hectic couple of weeks. He says his only concern is the fire risk of placing the various campers, trailers, motorhomes, and tents so close together, but Superintendent Carl says there's a fire marshal on the premises for safety. As camping goes, the fairgrounds are a far cry from the boundary waters. These campers want it convenient, not rustic. Thelma Kasdor, who helps run two novelty stands near the haunted house, is with a party of six camped in two tents and a van. Taking in a talk show behind a mosquito net, Kasdor says she appreciates the laundry, showers, and electricity at the campground.
It's not out there roughing it like everybody thinks camping really is, because we have a microwave, we got the cooker, we got the oven and the toaster, we got pretty near everything at home. We're at home. This is our home on wheels.
When they leave Falcon Heights, Kasdor and her group will hit fairs in Hutchinson, Kansas, Oklahoma City, and Dallas before returning to their stationary home in Chicago. But there are also more spontaneous campers. Dan Walbridge is a first-timer who came down in his motorhome from Mounds View on the spur of the moment in search of adventure.
I seen it on the news yesterday, and I go, I gotta go do that. I didn't have nothing else to do, and I like the state fair, and I just wanted to come down and see the people and camp out and see what goes on.
So you're not working here, you're just visiting?
I'm planning on getting some work. I've already been offered two jobs.
Walbridge was undecided about whether to earn his next wages in a kitchen or on the midway, but for the next 12 days, his residence will be one of the 420 campsites off of Snelling Avenue at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. I'm William Wilcoxon, Minnesota Public Radio.